The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty we.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I got all but about 1 minute and 5 seconds of this, so let me complete this.
It depends on what
Simon,
your metric
you're right.
is. Simon,
Simon,
I mean, if you're
right.
coming
hold
from...
On, hold on, guys. We can't hear two of you speaking at once. So, Steve, please go ahead first.
I'll be quick. I'm just saying, if you're coming from a financial crisis, there's a lot of research, Simon, that says it's very hard to come back. The Fed needs to have its foot on the pedal all the way to the floor, and that you're still likely going to get lackluster economic results.
All right, Bertha, last word here as we do hit recession lows once again.
You know, it's one of those things everyone talks about, all of these factors being temporary, and certainly we couldn't have anticipated the effect of Japan. But even though they're temporary, that doesn't mean they don't push things further down into a real longer-term problem. And I think that's one of the things that people are wrestling with. Yes, maybe oil prices won't stay this high, but they're hitting us at a critical juncture, and that's really hurting, it appears.
Gold's still at $1,535. Oil's at $102. And you're talking about something being transient. What should be transient is that the Fed's medicine hasn't worked. Simon, why in God's name should they do more? If we ended up here, it was never self-sustaining.
All right, guys, great discussion. Thanks so much to Peter Yasser. Our thanks to our market reporters as
now,
well.
Now, I love Rick Santelli. You know, when a guy has something to say, he will say it. Much to the chagrin of the other host on this network, CNBC, Peter Yastow, he's one of the biggest traders out there. He comes up and says we're on the verge of a great, great depression. And, of course, there were little slams there at commodities, of which they consider gold and silver. Since the 80s, you heard Bob Chapman say this. Since the 80s, because I asked him the question, what is the number that gold should be selling at per ounce right now? He said over $7,000 an ounce. Now, you're talking about safe havens here. They were talking about the bears, the stocks, you know, the Standard & Poor's and this. People are looking for a safe haven to park their money so they don't lose it all. And it's rather disturbing because, you know, the question was asked, is there going to be a QE3? Well, hell yes, there's going to be a QE3. There has to be. As one of these guys said, well, yeah, the Fed's got to, you know, pedal to the metal. They can't stop what they're doing now. What they're doing is going to cause hyperinflation on a scale that you're not even going to believe. Imagine what's going to happen to the dumb cluck that doesn't know a golf ball from a hole in the ground. When this thing hits, it's going to hit hard. Are you starting to see a little bit of what I was saying here? When I talk to my banker friend that says, hey, you know, our MBA Harvard grads have a betting pool of whether the economy is going to collapse in September or October. You may not be buying any Christmas gifts for Christmas. It has to unravel with what they're doing. I'm going to give you some complete background on this when we get back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are back. Yeah. It's rather fascinating to me that with all the billions that have spent in mainstream media, that they just can't seem to get it right. A cover-up catastrophe. Now, here's your early warning, folks. The real inconvenient truth, the unacceptable taxation, and everything else. As I observe the destitute state of the American economy and its bleak prospects for the future, I'm reminded of the famous quote which originated 147 years ago. The greatest trick of the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. With frightening precision, this summarizes President Barack Obama and the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's assessment of the inflation crisis that's threatening to tear apart the very fabric of our economy and our country. They don't want you to believe the risk or even presence of an economic devil such as inflation. They've gone to great lengths to promote a message that we'll have nothing to worry about here. But a simple trip to the grocery store, gas station, or mall will tell you otherwise. Food prices have risen every month since June of 2010, and 57% in the first 2 years of Obama's term in office. Gas prices are up 34% during that same time period. and cotton has hit 150-year high, as the price of this essential clothing commodity has soared 210% since the 2009 inauguration. In the first 2 years of their joint reign, Obama and Bernanke have waged a hidden inflation war on the middle class that has fleeced more wealth from folks on Main Street than the previous 20 years combined. These two men, along with the cohorts in D.C. and at the Fed, have set America on the road to financial perdition, a path of economic ruin that jeopardizes your ability to live a life of freedom and prosperity. But Helicopter Ben was up to his mischief even before Obama was sworn in. In just his first 4 years in office, Bernanke has been the captain of a reckless, out-of-control money printing press that has drowned America in more new cash than was created during the entire 26-year period from 1959 to 1985. Don't expect our Fed Reserve chief here to let you in on his intentions. When pressed, he can't even keep his story straight in public. And these are quotes. On November 21st of 2002, of course the U.S. government is not going to print money and distribute it willy-nilly. Really? Well, just barely 5 years later, Bernanke says, it's not tax money. We simply use the computer to mark up the size of the account so they have with the Fed. It's much more akin to printing money than it is to borrowing. And just a couple of years later, there will be no permanent increase either in money outstanding in the Fed's balance sheet or in inflation. And surprisingly, as if the American public was worried about deflation and not inflation, Bernanke stated on March 1st of this year in front of the Senate Banking Committee that deflation risk have greatly declined. Now, while the Ben Bernanke here and Barry Sartorio, Barack Obama, they put your wealth and that of your future generations at risk, it's imperative that you have a crystal clear understanding about what's really going on. More importantly, you got to have yourself lined up, man, to weather this storm, because it's going to be a big one. Because despite the overwhelming evidence that our country is headed down a road to financial perdition, Obama and Bernanke well-orchestrated misdirection with the help of the mainstream media has led millions of people into a false lull. Unfortunately, those people do not know that Ben Bernanke and his predecessor, Alan Greenspan, repeatedly redefined inflation to hide dangerous rises in food prices, energy, and other critical everyday items that affect your ability to live some sort of life. And it's just not inflation statistics that have been redefined to help hide coming calamity. Most of us understand that the unemployment situation is quite dire in the U.S. today. But few people understand the extent of what has been hidden from them, thanks to the government's re-imaging of the term unemployment in 1994 and the Fed's universal adoption of this new definition. So while we're officially told our nation is suffering from nearly double-digit joblessness, the real figure could be twice as bad or even worse. The mainstream media have played along with Washington's ruse. They've kept the complete picture of the inflation and unemployment crisis in the shadows. And this has caused too many to let their guard down. You know, for those that don't know what the hell's going on here, it all looks calm and quiet on the home front. And that they're looking for signs of upticks in the economy, and they're all hopeful, but, yeah, how's that hope and change working out for you? Maybe they even believe the recovery is truly around the corner. Little do they know that their wealth is unprotected and vulnerable to inflation, assault they have never seen coming. Soon there will be nowhere to hide and nothing to stop an economic nightmare from gripping this country. In the 1970s, that was a time when two economic devils, inflation and unemployment, ransacked our nation, leaving poverty and despair in their wake. Middle East tensions caused oil prices to skyrocket and gas lines to form for miles. Remember those days? And that's when the days when General Motors came out with their X-body car? K-cars for Chrysler, complete junk. You ever see any K-cars running around anymore? You ever see any Chevy Citations or the Pontiac's version, the, what the hell do they call that, the Phoenix? the first front-wheel drive cars of mass production, even though General Motors was making the Toronado and had been for a number of years. Front-wheel drive successfully. It was a reliable car. But, geez, lo and behold, when the gas prices skyrocketed, what'd they give us? Crap. They couldn't get it right. They couldn't get in one of their Oldsmobile Toronados, drive the thing around and say, okay, let's duplicate this and let's put in a little smaller package that gets good gas mileage. They couldn't do it. Well, then the Japanese, with their more economical cars, started making inroads into this market. And guess what? They built quality cars and the people never left. Drive down the road today to see who's driving what. I guarantee you half the cars that you're going to see are going to be of import. And that's all I'm going to say on my favorite General Motors. Jeez. Well, to rebuild our country from the economic ashes of the 1970s, we had somewhat of a break in Ronald Reagan. And there was a trusted confidant that he had and the principles that helped guide him to curing some financial woes. And that was Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize-winning economist. Friedman's bold vision brought us back to the brink and gave average Americans the lifeline they needed to recover and reclaim their financial destinies. The national prosperity these two men created made old Reagan a beloved hero whose beliefs are that the guiding principle for the American exceptionalism today. Now you're going to be given the real story of what's going on with the Fed and Capitol Hill, plus a rescue plan from Friedman himself. Milton Friedman's work is about choices, risk, freedom, equality, and making a better future for us all. That was according to Ronnie. You know, Ronnie wasn't the smartest guy or the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know, a friend of mine from NFIB told me today, he said, I recently attended a party, and there was the Princeton and the Harvard grads, and they were all multimillionaires. He said, but there was one guy there that was worth more than all of them, and he was a sixth grade dropout. When he was queried as to how did you do that and you weren't educated at Harvard, he said, I just simply went out and hired the Harvard grads. Money, folks, is just a tool. That's all that it is just a lousy little tool. It should be an exchange for labor. That's all that it's there for. But yet there were some very creative people that got in there and saw a way to make money off of their fiat scam. Little history here. Under President Jimmy Carter's ultra-liberal stewardship, Americans struggled to keep their heads above water as unemployment hit almost 8%. Today, the government reports that nearly 10% of our citizens are out of work, but that figure has been skewed to hide how dire the situation really is. The true rate of unemployment when including underemployment, according to Bloomberg, is 17%. Now, these are the people that are not there really to tell you the truth, because they're in there to deal and represent the stock market and whatever else. True unemployment rate in this country, I would mark it at about 24% right now. And we're only 1% away from the deepest, darkest, dankest part, 32-33, of the last depression. And we're just getting ready, and we're just getting started on this one. In fact, during the Obama's first 2 years in office, this figure has averaged about 16.5% a month. And again, that's according to Bloomberg. The highest ever reached pre-Obama was 15.2%. The financial or the federal debt under Carter hit $907 billion. And today it's raging past $14.2 trillion with no end in sight. And the reason why the Fed doesn't want us looking at their books is because we're going to discover that they've floated about $24, $25 trillion. Of course, they don't have to print up the bills to do it. They just transfer it electronically. Right, Ben? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about.
Yeah, wasn't that the idea when we started out? Freedom, liberty, honest money, honest politicians. Jeez, how far we've come. How far we've gone down. You know, a 4,740% more of the total cost of FDR's Great Depression Rescue Plan. Think about this. 18,860% more than the cost of bailing out the states for the next fiscal year, including the political hot-button issue for pension funds, you know, for our teachers and city workers and other people. 1,579,900% higher than Jimmy Carter's bailout tab for Chrysler. And that number, ladies and gentlemen, is not a typo. But this deficit crisis is just what we know about. What the Fed and the White House don't want you to understand is that their creative accounting and convenient exclusion of the entitlement programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security are hiding a real fiscal nightmare that could leave America sinking into a $107 trillion debt abyss. Let me read that again. Could leave America sinking with $107 trillion with a T, debt abyss. They took the hard-earned money out of your pocket, and who made it clear who gets a bailout? It's almost incomprehensible to imagine that one out of every seven families today in America, the greatest country the world has ever seen, is living below the poverty line and is making a combined household income below $21,954. That's as devastating as Carter's worst year in 1980. Remember that little recession we had? Judging by the facts, we aren't just about to fall into a 1970s meltdown. We are already knee-deep in one. But the news only gets worse. Because of the dangerous economic policies, Carter's presidency created a national skid row that spread from coast to coast and runaway inflation that peaked at 14.76%. His choices caused the misery index to reach the highest level ever recorded, a startling almost 22%. Yet today, even with the housing crisis, the unemployment epidemic, the Wall Street meltdown, and the dangerous recession, the financial landmines that were the bailouts and the stimulus initiatives, and despite drastic price increases in items such as food and gas. But that calm only lasted for a while. When our nation's reckless money printing, transgressions, and unhinged borrowing practices catch up to us in the months and years ahead, the economic nightmares that ensues could put literally everything you've worked for down the old toilet. Now, just to be clear, this is not my opinion. This is what Ronald Reagan's advisor and Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman states in his book, Money Missed You. The 19 people who govern from the magnificent Creek Temple control the very fate of your wealth. And you don't know them and you didn't vote them into power, but they're playing an elaborate game with your money. And the Fed's World War I gamble caused the Great Depression, why it's eerily similar to today. The government monopoly that nobody's talking about, for the past 40 years, our Congress critters has controlled a powerful monetary program that's had dire consequences for you, your safety, and your health, and your wealth. As our deficit grows, this monopoly could severely threaten your prosperity and even topple our nation, as it did ancient Rome. And we're losing the bank war. In 1834, President Andrew Jackson fought big bankers, big business, and the oppressive upper class for the benefit of the common man. As Obama and Bernanke hand out trillions of taxpayers' dollars to powerful financial institutions, who'll stand up for your rights? How dark is this road ahead? How really dark is it? The willingness to create money out of thin air eventually catches up to everybody. You can't roll the dice forever without having to pay the piper eventually. Even old Georgie Soros, the world's master money exchange manipulator out there, he says interest rates are going to choke off a recovery. The IMF and China have both called for a replacement of the dollar or the reserve currency. These are just symptoms of a deadly inflationary disease that we all could suffer from in the months and years ahead. And unfortunately, many will celebrate this predator as it saturates their wealth. I mean, it is just absolutely, it's absolutely mind-blowing that people in this country don't even understand what the heck is going on. They don't get it. If they did, maybe we could have demonstrations in the White House inviting Barack Obama out for a beer and then hog-tying him and running them the hell out of this country back to Kenya or wherever the hell he came from.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, the only salvation for this country is going to be one thing and one thing only. Interested to find out what that one thing is? Should we wait for the answer? Let's see how bright our listening audience is. Well, okay, I won't play that game with you. The only way that we're going to get out of this is to get the facts out to the American people. You want strength? There's strength in numbers. As I like to call them, and this smacks of politicism, but it's true, the informed populace that I've spoken about before. And I do not undersell the American people. Folks, we've done some marvelous things in this country. We built an entire country from sea to sky. 235 years ago, there was nothing here. Nothing. Look what we managed to do in about 230 some years. We built an entire nation. And now we're on the verge of losing it. Why? Short-sighted, special interest people? Boy, is that a term that doesn't cover it. Special interest? Yeah, there were special interests hard at work in this country and have been for over 100 years. Once the people are given the proper information, and I'll go back to the days. I'll go back to the days of when the PCs first started to be marketed to the general public. And my first wife, I only had two. I don't plan to have a third. I'm going to stick with this one, if she'll have me. Well, she has for 13 years. Lucky number there, huh? Knock on wood. My first wife was a computer programmer. She worked for Unisys. And what did she do? Well, she did basic program, Fortran stuff. She's the one that had to key all the data into the computers, and when things went awry and those little magnetic tape things started to spin off the tapes and you were knee-deep in the floor, you knew you did something wrong. Well, now today for personal computers, man, it's a whiz. I can operate them. There are systems. I mean, you actually have systems. You don't have to have basic or Fortran knowledge. You don't have to program your computer. It's as simple today as you could possibly make it. But back then, if you missed a comma or a space or a semicolon or whatever, it would screw up the entire thing and you would get nothing out of your computer but garbage. Why do you think the majority of the American people today are mouthing absolute garbage? Why they're walking around in zombie land not knowing what is happening to them? That's because they're being fed garbage. So what comes out of their mouth? Garbage. It's going to be our job, ladies and gentlemen. And this, I know it's a daunting task, and I know there are doubters out there. I have never doubted it. I've never doubted it. If I had a big enough club, I could beat these silly bastards into submission with nothing but the simple truths. That, and truth doesn't stand as its own virtue. It has to be worked, man. You just can't plop it in a corner and go, well, there's the truth. That'll take care of all of it. Pat Shannon says, where did I get this quote? Manny, where did I get this Pat Shannon quote? Oh, he Skyped this in? Okay, Pat Shannon, thanks for listening to the show today, Pat. He said, John, in response to your comment at the opening of this hour, I don't see why the national news media can't get it. Here's why. He says, see protocol number 12. I beg you to note that among those making attacks upon us will also be organs established by us, but they will attack exclusively points that we have predetermined to alter. Not a single announcement will reach the public without our control. And that's the whole point of this. I don't want control. The only thing I want control of is how much information we can shove down the American people's gullet. And it's going to be kind of like opening a fire hose. But you people that have been here since the early days of this network, and with me even before that, you know of what I speak. You know doggone right well that if we can go toe-to-toe with the mainstream media, we can unspin them like a cheap knitted sweater. Fred in Ohio. Hello, Fred.
How are you doing? Yesterday, on June the 1st, she was talking about America being corporate America.
Yes, sir.
Government-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a subchapter S, and I ran a, what they call a dry corporation. I had no assets. So let the corporation go bankrupt because they don't have much assets. I also want to talk about charges. Charges of aiding and abetting the traitors, the enemies, and the criminal activities is going on in Washington, D.C. Huh. And if we could file those charges, we could get 98% of all the politicians right now, plus the G20, plus the G8, and plus all of them. And my question to you is, how can we, as American citizens, appoint a U.S. sheriff to do our bidding for us and go around and start picking these traitors, people up?
Well, I would classify that, Fred, as being the magic bullet theory. And there is not going to be one silver bullet that's going to kill this beast. And I don't think we're going to be able to elect one man to go out there and play sheriff. There's a new sheriff in town, and go out there and round up the bad guys. Where this is going to have to come from, Fred, it's going to have to come from the people themselves.
Are you a posse?
I'm sorry?
Get a posse to go with them.
Well, okay, call it what you will, but any of these people, if they realize that they're out on the plank and they're standing there by themselves, they're not going to walk too much further. If they understand that there are educated and peaceful people that are really miffed, that how they have been screwed, how their government has been flipped, and the absolute treason and treachery that's going on, be careful, we don't need vigilante groups. What we need is organizations out there, people going after their own state legislatures. We're not going to be able to fix Washington, D.C. Ron Paul, as president, the best he's going to be able to do is slow this thing down. But the mechanism is already in place.
Yes, but an honest, patriotic person with all of these executive orders would change it if he had the guts by himself.
That is a possibility. But there again, if you're suggesting here that, you know, we have a U.S. sheriff that goes out and arrests the bad guys. Look, a lot of these county sheriffs out there, some of these guys really do know what's going on, but they're not going to stick their neck out. They don't feel that it's safe for them to do that. But if they've got 10,000, 50,000 people, I mean, depending on where the county is, if they've got tens of thousands of people that are backing that guy and saying, look, sheriff, we're here for you. We want the laws enforced. And by the way, here's my posse. It is only going to happen, my friend, when people really, truly understand how this government has been flipped. You do that, and I will not undersell the American people and their tenacity to set things right. I have never undersold the American people. Never. There have been a lot of people that wanted to do it. Oh, we're all stupid. Oh, we're all fat. We're all lazy. We're all this. We're all that. That's not been my experience. And I've had a number of years giving information to people. I have had them, Fred, come back to me a decade later and tell me to my face, you know what? I thought you were a raving lunatic. I thought you were a madman. And I did exactly what you described on air one day. I was one of the biggest detractors when somebody tapped me on the shoulder. I did everything that I could to disprove them, to tell them they were full of you know what. And then something magical happened. The more I tried to prove it wrong, the more it proved itself correct. Fred, I'm not going to undersell the American people, because that is the only way that we're going to get out of this.
God bless us all. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate it. Mark in Texas. You have him in queue? There you are.
Well, I've been out of pocket for a couple of weeks, John, but let me leave you with a statement here, and let's make sure we get past, present, future included in this monetary, arsonistic society we live in. To quote a president from the past, now we can see a new world order coming into view. Mm-hmm. This has been planned. The plan has been executed perfectly, by the way.
And by the way, who is the biggest benefactor in this, if I might ask you, Mark?
Well, I've been looking at bankster bonuses. They don't seem to be suffering a hell of a lot.
Well, forget the bonuses and the ER on that.
And the CEOs have been cashing out like crazy at this stock market rally.
Yeah.
They've been getting out of their options.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's loading the boat right now. It's like the life rafts have been being passed out for a while, John.
Yep.
You know?
The gamblers are cashing in their chips, man.
That's it. Well, let me put it another way to you here real fast. That's all I got for you. We got a bunch of monetary arsonists running around this country, and we can label them, you know, Jews. We can label them hedge funds. And, you know, the list goes on and on. And And they're pretty, you know, they're appropriate, the people that we're trying to classify as terrorists. But, John, it still comes down to there's only one person in this country legally that can manufacture matches.
Okay.
Federal Reserve.
That's right.
Peace be with you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Mark. I've had butterflies in my stomach for the last couple of weeks because I am actually starting to move on this deal that I've been teasing you with for a long time. And it's starting to happen. The formerly Matrix people that are getting thrown out on their keisters, that are losing their businesses, losing their homes, losing their country, are finally starting to wake up and ask serious questions. What happened? What's going on? And what's going to happen in the future? There are millions of Americans that are hungry for these answers to their questions. That's where people like us come in. You know, has anybody paid any attention here to our pledge drive for the network? Let me get to the updated numbers here. Grand total here, it looks like it's 16,000, about $600. Yeah, about 16,600. We've reached on 85 contributors through the little chip-in thing, and $13,329 received by mail or telephone. Let me tell you something. That $13,329 figure, $10,500 of that came from one person. One person. I just went down to a coin shop today, cashed in the last two gold 1 ounce coins that this gentleman gave me when I went up to Springfield. He laid 7 ounces of gold on me. I went down to a coin shop down here today, and they knew who I was when I walked in the door. They knew me when I called them to ask their location. I said, guys, I need to get rid of this couple ounces here because I got to buy a new board. This one's crapping out. Well, Mr. Stadtmiller, is this Mr. John Stadtmiller? I'm going, yeah, on the phone? Well, yeah, this is where we're located. I walked in. They knew who I was. Did they give me a damn good price for that gold? Yeah. And you know what they did? They gave me a contribution on top of it. Because they know what we're trying to do here. Folks, I would much rather go hungry than ask for donations. It has always been a point of pride of me trying not to do that. But this network must be upgraded. It must be, it's got to sound good. And you're only going to do that with good equipment and good content. Now, this network has to be firmly in place before it gets expanded. And I'm not going to give a whole lot of detail because the other side hawks programs like this like you would not believe. The boys down in Langley, they got some poor schlup sitting there every day reviewing programs such as this, and the FBI as well. Oh, they might be domestic terrorists. Yeah, in a pig's eye, you traitorous bastards. You know who and what we are. And if you keep playing the game on the other side, we know full well who you are. You think you're on the winning side? You had better guess again. Because if there is any way possible on God's green earth, you and your traitorous little group and your, gosh, you're going to go down. You're going to go down. You're down already. You just don't even know it. In the coming months, there will be more and more good people coming forth. Much like I was picked out of the bin of... what? Of uselessness. Out there trying to be an upwardly mobile yuppie, trying to buy into the American dream. I didn't have time to listen to some cockamamie yahoo over here that wanted to kill that break, that gives me bad news. I don't want to hear it. I've got a good job here. I've got a good future. What are you talking to me about this mumbo jumbo? Get out of my face. You're a bummer, man. And it's true. I tried to disprove everything that I was being told. And that, as they say, is history. Because you see where we're at today. I know where we need to be. And by God in heaven, I'm going to see that we get there. If you have the ability to support what we're doing, do it now. If you don't, say a prayer. Or tap somebody on the shoulder that's got more wherewithal than you do and get them to do it. Whatever. I've done whatever it takes over these past 7 years, and congratulations. It's our 7th anniversary. Not to the day. I think that's coming up in 2 days. I think it's June 4th. We will be on the air 7 years in spite of all the problems that I won't go into that we have had, but we have survived because of you, not in spite of you, but because of you. Don't you have a burning desire for everybody to have the opportunity to know what you know? It's possible. You know, God, where would we be? Where would we be if Orville's brother looked at him and said, "You're nuts. That damn thing will never fly." By the way, you know where they launched a plane from? Devil's Hill. There are those that say you cannot. I say we can. I say we must, and we will. How many of you out there every day of your lives have secretly hoped that your fellow American knew the truth, knew what was going on? Things would be better. There'd be more people in motion doing positive things to get this train wreck back on the track. There are a lot of people that are going to be caring very, very much that didn't care before because something happened to them personally. I said yesterday I was going to do this. Kurt Newby passed last Saturday. He had been battling cancer for some, 15 years. 15 years. And he lost the battle. The product is progesterone. And you've heard the commercials on this network. Manny, what a heck of a day for you not to have your eyeballs on. Because I cannot get this stupid thing to come up. There's one song that I played that Kurt really liked. And I am going to see if I can get that up here. Why this is not automatically coming up is beyond me. Well, what to do when you're trying to multitask here and you can't get it done? I guess you have to save it for another day. I don't understand why this is not working. at any rate. I will have to save that for tomorrow. Do we have any callers? Okay. All right. So, your choice is simply this, folks. Do something or do nothing, and we'll see what happens. You know, I want to see the day that there literally are millions of people in all the states just kicking butt and taking names. If they have to kick down the doors of their state legislatures, drag these ineffectual, and I'm being kind, ineffectual people that are sitting here watching this country slide into oblivion, and they don't have the political moxie to do anything about it. Sitting here reading emails that are coming in to me. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Call us tomorrow or go up to the website. Chip in. It's right there. Chip in. I just dropped $5,000 today on a new board. That was a little less than half of what we have just taken in. And how many days? We've had this pledge drive running for, I don't know, 3 weeks now. There's other equipment that I got to replace. It's on the verge of giving up the ghost, as they say. You know, Ron Paul says, I'm in on this thing to win. Well, me too. And, Tom, I will read what you sent me. He says, why I want Muammar Gaddafi to run for U.S. president in 2012. Bush 1, 2, Obama, Clinton, and the rest of the capitalist crew have imprisoned 2 million Americans and murdered another 8,000 in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have several thousand political prisoners in the USA. They killed 1 million Iraqis outright with another 500,000 Iraqi children with embargoes. Madeleine Albright said, in her words, that this was worth it. Gaddafi has killed about 2,000 of his own citizens and has never been directly involved in a war until now. By the way, he has very few prisoners overall. Gaddafi ordered $200,000 interest-free loans to all citizens. Do we have those? Gaddafi offers, understand that he's running a different system of government. He offered free housing to all Libyan citizens. Gaddafi offered GM-free food, additive-free food, coloring-free food. Ours? Well, you know what we're getting. Gaddafi supplies fluoride-free water. He provided gasoline for 17 cents a gallon. Just this year before Gaddafi was attacked, he was proposing sharing a $30 billion yearly Libyan trade surplus with the Libyan people. His generals and the Libyan elite didn't like that idea at all. Jeez, Muammar Gaddafi is president in 2012. Why not? We had Barry Sartoro from Kenya. How much worse can we do? Thank you for being here today, folks. I hope you take my words to heart. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.